Hi, welcome to My Favorite Mistake. I'm Mark Graben. We've got a bonus episode today. We have a chance to catch up with and revisit with Sarah Losey. She was my guest back in episode 231. She's the founder and president of Favorite Daughter Media, and she's author of a new book available now. It's exciting to hear that, isn't it, Sarah?
Oh, it's so exciting. I never thought I would hear that about something I've written.
Available now. Open this book, The Art of Storytelling for Aspiring Thought Leaders. So first off, congratulations on the book, Sarah. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Welcome back to tell us a little bit about the book. That's my awkward way of asking that question. Please do. Please do tell us about the book.
I'm so happy to be back. It's always great to see you. And yes, I am now a published author, which is crazy. I'm so excited about this book. It's been a really long process and a really personal kind of journey for me. But the book itself is all about storytelling, and it is a guide for anybody who wants to be a podcaster, a public speaker, even just a leader within their company. It's all about how we can find the stories from our own experiences that really hold a lot of value, that can teach others something, an important lesson that we've learned. But also, yeah, it's a guide for anybody who wants to be a thought leader in any space, whether it's on podcasts or public speaking, and just find a way to connect better with the people they're speaking to. Human connection really thrives from personal stories and shared experiences. So I wrote this book to really teach you how to find those stories that can have the most impact and teach you how to tell them in a really effective way.
And I bet the book is an opportunity for you to demonstrate that, to connect with your readers, telling stories about storytelling.
Yeah, it was actually really fun to write because it almost borderlines on memoir, which is weird for me to say because I'm 28. I have no business writing a memoir, but I teach all of these different concepts about how to tell a story and how to create one and find it and all of these different things. And of course, I teach it using my own stories. Mm-hmm. So it really starts from kind of my story that started it all, which is what I talked about on your show back in the day.
The tattoo.
The tattoo story. It's funny. If you even look on the cover, my illustrator actually traced the tattoo and put it on the cover of the book, which is hilarious.
The corrected tattoo.
It's the cover up, right? Absolutely.
Yeah, the cover up.
I tell that story and a bunch of others, and just a way to kind of lead by action. And I called it Open This Book because I want people who read it to be able to become an open book. And I can't do that without telling my own stories. So it was really almost cathartic to write. Yeah. And it was a lot of fun.
Another reason why that tattoo was a favorite mistake. It now is part of your book cover.
It is. The whole second chapter is actually diving into that whole story. And if anyone has heard that story or hasn't yet, it started with Joe Salcihi of Stacking Benjamins, and he was kind enough to actually write the foreword for the book, which I'm really excited about.
Well, that's great. And people can hear at least one telling of that story back in episode 231. That was a really fun story and episode. And when I talk about storytelling, I try to be a storyteller as a speaker, as a writer. I imagine there's applicability to both of those roles, or even people who are leading in companies and using stories?
Yeah, I've really talked to anybody who wants to have stronger connections with people that they're communicating with. The focus really is that effective communication. But I look at it from for people who want to be public speakers, podcasters, content creators, publishers, authors, whatever it is that you want to do to become a thought leader within your space. We're speaking to those people and the different stages, the different avenues that you can take, and where the different types of stories that we tell are going to have the most impact. So it's different types of stories and the different ways that we tell them. And I actually have a bunch of writing exercises and thought exercises so that you can use the book to really start writing that story. So it's part book, almost part memoir, and part journal as well.
Yeah. Well, I am looking forward to being able to open that book. Open This Book is the title, The Art of Storytelling for Aspiring Thought Leaders. Sarah Losey is the author and joining us here again in this update bonus episode. I'm going to ask one other question, though, because this is a podcast about mistakes, and I've made many mistakes in writing, editing, publishing. Is there any particular mistake that you made during any of that book journey that you managed to learn from that you might want to share?
So many. I think the first mistake was giving myself a deadline. Mm. I have written and rewritten this book so many times in the past year that mm-hmm. I've been working on it, but I set myself a deadline. I wanted to have it published back in the fall. And so I just rushed to finish it.
2023?
The fall of 2023 was my goal. And I had it finished at that time, and I went back and read it, and I just wasn't proud of it. Mm-hmm. So I got rid of my deadline. I just said, I'll finish it when I finish it. And being able to really take my time and spend the time that I needed to dig into what I was trying to say and really finalize the stories I wanted to tell made a big difference. So Now I'm able to publish a book I'm a lot more proud of.
And even if it had slipped to now, it's a memoir by a 29-year-old. That, I mean, you still have a lot of career.
I'm going to have to make a sequel when I'm 30 or something. But this has been, there's a lot of fun stories in it, some from my professional life, some from my personal. And mm-hmm. I actually have the maid of honor speech I gave at my best friend's wedding because it's a really great example of certain ways of telling stories. So it was a lot of fun to write. And
yeah.
I guess my other mistake was waiting so long. I feel like mm-hmm. I should have put this out a while ago because it was just a really fun experience.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it'll be a fun read. And boy, that process of rewriting, retooling, that happened a lot with the book that you kindly have over your shoulder, The Mistakes That Make Us. I spoke this morning, not recorded, but just catching up with another guest, Mike Ulmer, who is an author. He's written a number of books, and as he reminded me, and this might make you feel better about going through all of that, he says, if you publish the book you thought you were going to write, something probably went wrong. I'm paraphrasing, but that's the idea. Like this happens, and it's probably for the best, like you said.
Oh, yeah. I changed the concept. I changed the topic. I changed the title from beginning to end. This is a completely different book, and it's one that I'm really excited about. So I'm glad that I went through all of the mistakes for sure.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you've bounced back. I'm glad you're excited about the release, Sarah. So what's the best way? Give us websites or stores where people can find the book.
Yeah. If you want to go just to openthisbook.com, it'll have links to buy it on Amazon. It'll be available on all the online booksellers like Barnes & Noble. And if you're in the Austin area, you can actually pick up a copy at some of the local bookstores around here. So check out openthisbook.com for a list of where you can find it.
All right. I hope people do that. Are you going to do an audiobook version?
I am planning on it. Okay. I figure I am a podcast producer. I have all the equipment. I would be silly not to, but I have not gotten around to it yet.
Yeah. Well, you can do that. You don't have to do that right when the original launch. That gives you something to relaunch the book with when the audiobook comes. That's what my book coach told me, and I don't think that was a mistake. So, Sarah, thank you so much for coming here and doing the update. And again, congratulations on the book.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me back.
Sure. As always, I want to thank you for listening. I hope this podcast inspires you to reflect on your own mistakes, how you can learn from them or turn them into a positive. I've had listeners tell me they started being more open and honest about mistakes in their work. And they're trying to create a workplace culture where it's safe to speak up about problems because that leads to more improvement and better business results. If you have feedback or a story to share, you can email me, myfavoritemistakepodcast@gmail.com. And again, our website is myfavoritemistakepodcast.com.